Sifka Dalaf and Aleph, all the way at the top. Some more brought that Rabbi Yehuda said that a person goes to Mibobal Eretz Yisrael as Urba Basay, and he brings a Pasuk. So Rabbi Zeira said back that Pasuk is referring to the Pisharis. So the more in the third line says, Rabbi Yehuda, Ksiv Kroachrino. So Rabbi Yehuda says there's another source. So even accepting Rabbi Zeira's argument that that's referring to Kli Shavuos, there's still another argument. He says, Shibati Eskem Beresh Yerushalayim Bitzvois Abayolos HaSodeh, which Rabbi Yehuda understands means that that the Russian was being Mashpia, that they should not go back. So on that, Rabbi Zeira says, Rabbi Zeira, who shlogel yisob b'chaimo? They shouldn't go back. Yachad b'yod chazaka, together as a strong group to force themselves back into Eretz, so that they can't. So they promised. Kleisel was Vershom told Kleisel not to do that, not to force himself back into Eretz Yisrael. But the one individual person to go, that's not precluded by this pasuk. Rav Yehuda, Hishbati Echrina Ksiv, it says it a second time. Somewhere says Rav Zeira, Hu Miborla Lechur Rav Yosi, Rav Chanino. Okay, so it says it three times, and all of them are needed in the understood in the following way. Damar, he says, Gimel Shuas Halal Ulama. So what are these three Shuas about? So one is, like we just said, that Kleisel should not force himself back into Eretz Yisrael. V'achas shehishbiya Kadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael shelo yimrdu b'umas so'elam. Kleisel is given to accept the yoke of the nations that they're amongst. They can't rebel against them. And the Muslim, the shua is that they should not overly oppress Klal Yisrael. So those who argue if number three wasn't kept, so number one and number two are no longer applicable. But okay, Rav Yehuda, im to iru vim to eru ksiv. So it says, "Hishbat yestem rishis shalayim im to iru vim to eru." If you will. Languages of arousing yourself. So each one it says, if this, if that, which means there are two elements of shuas. So there's six shuas available. And one of them is that you can't go back, even if an individual person can't go. Rabbi Zeira, so what does he do with that? You boil in the Chidr B'Levi. Damer Shesh Shuas Halalu Lamba. So what do we? What, there are six shuas. Rabbi Yehuda is right. So what do we do with the six shuas? Tosahani damorin. So the three which Rabbi Levi says the three we mentioned before, shalayal b'chaimo, shal yimrdu, and shalay yitabdu. But besides that, there's another three. Enoch, the other one, shal yigalu, was a kates. The Nevi'im and Kleisel cannot reveal the kates, but Shlo Yerachach was a Kates. That the Kleisel should not distance the Kates by their actions. Shlo Yigalu Hasoid Lev the Kechavim. They should not reveal Soid. The Parsha Pshat is referring to the Soid of Kabbalah. Should not be revealed to Lev the Kechavim. We haven't done very well on these shuas in our commitments.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done very well in our commitments. Okay, we definitely have merachach the kates, and we definitely have the megala the soid. We haven't megala the kates because the Nevi'im kept their part of the story at least. in the first half of the hour, you know, there's also very questionable how much has been fulfilled. Okay.
The Euraficus, okay, it's mean. I don't know. I mean, aren't we not supposed to do Averis regardless of this? Shua, what does this add?
It's another level, another level of achrayus. Is it a binding shua? I'm not sure. Nishma l'kayim is a mitzvah. Is that you find the mizaris nafshe, you're a person for making that make a shua. So even though he's just committing to do what he has to do anyway, but you find such a concept. So this is another level of zeros pouches. Okay, it says the post says bitzvois or bayolos sedet. So there's two types of there's the comparing them to the tzvi and to the ayol. So what's the point of that part of the analogy? Amar l'Makadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael imatem mekayim es hashua mutav.
Amar Rabbi
Elazar. Yeah, v'imlav ani matar es besarchem ki tzuois ukayolos esodet. If you don't keep these commitments over here, you're going to be dealt with in a very, very difficult way. Okay. See Rashi. Top line. Shall yalla b'chayma b'yachad b'yad chazaka. Together as a group with forcing yourself in. Im t'iru b'im t'aru shtei shuas b'cholachas. Each one, there is two shuas, so it's six shuas. You shouldn't be merachik the kates due to our iniquity. Lishachrina shelo yedachaku. Garcinan, not a lashon of richuk, but lashon of doichik, which means lashon of doichik shelo yirbu betachanunim al kach yosemidai. Shouldn't dive in too much for it.
What about singing songs?
What?
We want Mashiach.
Okay, Shlagal was the Soid. Armelo said Haiber, Armelo said Tame Atera. He's referring to the Soid of the Tame Atera. Or it means the Soid Haiber, which is the whole calculations. The calculations of. The astronomical calculations, how we figure out the merlot, etc. Okay.
Tame Torah here should be understood as
not trop.
Not trop and not balance.
Right. Well, I mean, there is a tremendous amount of Kabbalistic understanding in trop and vowels, but I mean the reasons. Yeah.
What was the tzvos here? Make it heftier like the tzvos.
Like the deer, antelope.
It's,
yeah.
Okay.
How does the
olive fit
with that?
Matus Lashon Hefker. So at the Klai, so it's not a Lashon of being permitting, it's a Lashon of being allowing them to be dealt with, be hunted. And how does the olive work? I'm not sure how the olive works. Okay. Omer Yibir Lozer. Something more called Dover at Sisil, Sharbili Oven. A person lives in Sisil, is living without Kate, Shanimar, Bal Yarmar, and Shikane Khalisi, Ha'am Ha'yoshibo, the Sa'ovon. So you shouldn't say that it's Khalisi that this nation shouldn't complain that they're having difficulty, Lashon Chorli, etc. Because Nesu Avon, they are relieved of their oven. So even though it's a difficult place to be and there's difficulty there, you shouldn't complain about it because Nesu Avon. Amalei Rabba the Ravashi, there's some Gershas that says it's Ravina the Ravashi. Anan v'soiv lechaloyim it must nina lo. That the person who has to deal with illness, so that acts as a kapara and takes away the oven. Okay. Amar Rav Onan, kolo kaver v'eretz Yisrael is kilo kaver tachas hamizbeach. Where do you see that? Ksiv hacha mizbach adam wa tasha li. Ksiv hacha mechipera masoy amoy. The Adam is a kapara for the nation. Okay. Ula habi rogel, the habi silik lar Eretz Yisrael. Ula went back and forth Eretz Yisrael. Noch nafshe b'chutz l'oretz. He died outside of Eretz Yisrael. So Amar lei the Rebbe Elazar. They told Rebbe Elazar. Also Amar lei the Rebbe Elazar. Thank you. So you can say it more gently also. Also, Amar Leila Rabbi Elazar. So they told Rabbi Elazar the fact that Ula had died outside of Eretz Yisrael. So it would be appropriate to transport his body to Eretz Yisrael. Amar, he said, Ant Ula al Adama Temeya Tamus. So that should be applied to Ula, the pasuk that a person will die on the Dhamma Temeya we've been referring to outside of Eretz Yisrael. So how could it be that he died there? Amalei Arenaba, no, they're bringing him. Amalehem, Eino Dhamma Kotosa Michaim, Kotosa Lachar Misa. It's much better to go there alive than to be brought there after the person dies. There's a person that he had a situation of Yibum in the place called Bechuzah, which is outside of Eretz Yisrael. Also the commander Rebbe Chanina. So he went to Bechina, Omer le ma'u le mechas le yabma. Should I leave Eretz Yisrael to go do Yibum? Okay. Omer le, now there's a gift over here of Ima ochiv shal nosakusis umeis. Baruch ha-mokam shahargar, v'hu yered akharov. So, I'm not sure of the if the Moor is using it as a as a moshul saying he chose to leave Eretz Yisrael to go marry this woman in this other land, that you should go do the same thing. So he's a lashon kusis over here, which doesn't necessarily mean a non-Jewish woman. It means the woman who had chosen not to come with him there to sell, but to stay there in that land. In that sense, she's like a kusis. So he deserves baruch hamacham shaharga. So why should you go there to do the same thing? Pretty intense. Okay. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kashem Shasa Lotzis Mi Eretz Yisrael, the Baba Kach Asa Lotzis Mi Baba L'Shar Rotzis. But Yehuda, who said before that Olam Baba Yisrael is what everybody say, he quotes Shmuel that does say that you can't leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Babel, but you also cannot go from Babel to the other Rotzis. Fine. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Darmi Tavayu, if this statement of Shmuel is I feel to be Pumbedisa the Beikubi. So Pumbedisa and Beikubi, we're not far from each other. Pumbedisa is part of Babel, and Beikubi is already over the border into the next land. Even that would have the sister. Ha'ud Nafik Vipubadisa the Beit Kubi, there's a person who did that. And Shamta Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef put him in Cherem for not listening to this member of Shmuel. Ha'uda Nafik Vipubadisa Astunya. There's a person who left Vipubadisa to Astunya. And Shachib, and he died. Amar Baya. And Baya said, Iboy, Haitzim Rabbanon, Havachai. That individual was who was a Tzimmer Rabbanon, was a Rabbanon Talmud Chacham. He could have lived. He died because of the fact that he was over the Cherem of going there. Okay. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damer Tavayu, Sharon Shibabovil, the Eretz Yisrael Kotosin, Sharon Shibasharotzes, Bobo Kotosin. Samur says, Lamai, what do you mean? What are you referring to when you're saying Cherem in the Cherem? Ilay Melo Yuchsin, if you're referring to, we're talking about in regards to the halachic status of Yichus, of clarity of their pure halachic status of no psul in their lineage anywhere. And where it says, Vomer Mar Kolarotz is Isil Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael Isil Babel. As a matter of fact, that Babel had a much clearer Masara on the lineage than anybody else. It's Eretz Yisrael compared to Babel is like Isa, it's like a mixed up dough. Babel was, they had the clearest lines of lineage of making sure that everybody was pure and no psul, etc. So you're saying that Sherim and Shabubul, Eretz Yisrael can accept them. It's the opposite, if anything like that. So it can't be referring to Yuchsin. It's talking about that the person wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Sherim in Babel are of the stature that they have a right to be, Eretz Yisrael will accept them. But to send the non-Ksherim to be buried there is, Eretz Yisrael won't accept them. Other than means physically the body won't go into the ground, but it's not going to be deemed appropriate to do that.
So the inference is that even the Ksherim from other lands, other than Babel, shouldn't be buried in Eretz Yisrael.
I would assume so. I don't know what what status it has nowadays. They only have a functioning Babel at this point in time. But therefore, the difference is that the non-Ksherim of another land shouldn't be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. If you go there to live, so you're there, That's the more before. It's much better to go Mechayim. So the Chenu Kamu Miyus Eretzenu,
right? I'm sorry?
We should take it, bring your boat back standing up. Vertical, not horizontal. Omer Behuda Kildor Babel Kildor Eretz Yisrael. So here's a Behuda again, that living in Babel with the Torah which is there, etc., gives you the mile as if you're in Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar Hoytzion Himalti Yoshevis Bas Babel. It refers to about the living in Babel with the language of Sion. Lashon Himolet is to be removed from the I think that the I'm not sure what the passage is referring to, but there Himolet means to be saved. They would missed the Chevele Mashiach. Rabbi Nakin in the Babel Lachas the Chevele Mashiach. So we have this Masura that Babel is not going to have to go through the travails of Chevele Mashiach. Okay. Tirgama Ahutzel de Binyamin, the Karle Karna the Shizavta. So there's a specific place in Bavel, which is called Hutzel de Binyamin, which is the corner where you can be. Shaziva is Aramaic for being saved. I do not claim to understand what the Gemara is referring to. I claim to not know what the Gemara is referring to. Okay. Sivi Boritz, Meritz Chayim, Eretz Shesivyoni Bo Mesea Chayim, Shane Sivyoni Bo Ein Mesea Chayim. So we darshan, Lashon of Tzvi, we are Lashon of, not a Lashon of an animal, but Lashon of that the Bernisham's interest is there. So that Eretz Chayim is only those which are in the place with the Tzibyona because it's Baruch Hu. Masi Rav Yabar Memobel, the Pasuk says, Yichyu Meisecha, Nivlasi Yikumun. My love, should we type the Pasuk like this, Yichyu Meisecha is Meisin Sheretz Yisrael. Nivlasi Yikumun is Meisin Shebechutz Loretz. Okay. So, that's what the Pasuk should mean. That even so, we refer to them. Yes, it's a lower level of a redemption, but they will be revived. Umay ben sati tzvi beretz chayim. Anu b'chanetzu hu d'ksiv. The pshat pasuk is something else. Damer Rachmona, the Rishon is saying, my sina alayo malka. I'm going to bring upon them Eretz Chayim, Eretz Yisrael, a king, the Kolol Kitavio, that he's swift like a tzvi. He will swoop down upon them with great success. So that's the Apostle talking about something else totally. So Rabbi Elazar said this member. Rabbi Ramamal asked this question. Amalei, so back to this, when it says over here, Rabbi, Mikrach and Darish, I'm not sure who's referring to who. I mean, it should be Rabbi Elazar responding, so then it shouldn't be Rebbe talking, and it shouldn't be Rabbi, so I'm not sure who this is referring to. Mikra Achrani Darish, it's a different pasuk. Pasuk says, Noisin L'Sham Al'am Aleha Baruch L'Holchim Ba. So the pasuk says, the Bereshim says, I'm going to give the neshama back to the nation which is aleha on Eretz Yisrael, and give back the ruach to those which are holkim bo on Eretz Yisrael. Okay. For the Merkasha, yeah, but el haksiv nivlasi yikumun. So Mora says, ha'hu ben afalim hu daksiv. It's saying even the children which never really had an opportunity to live, they came out as a nephil, so they're like a nevela in the sense that they were never alive. They will also be yikumun. So it's not referring to the meisim of b'chutz l'aretz. Okay, so that's how he understands it. But Rabbi Abba Mumble, the more is assuming, does not understand like that. Rabbi Abba Mumble, Hainasin Neshama La'amalea, my Ovid Lay. The boiler, the Chidr Ravo, the Ravo, I feel a Shivka Kanani, Sharet Sisso, move the Akhla, she bats Elam Habo. Ksiv Haka La'amalea, Ksiv Hosom, Shulach and Poyma Chamor, Amadam and the Chamor. What shall the Pasabruch Lahokim Ba? So a person who has an opportunity to walk at Eretz Yisrael is given a haftacha that he will be able to be in Olam Haba. So the Mor doesn't say that that every dalai lama that you walk you get a separate mitzvah. The Mor is just saying that you do it once, you get the haftacha. You do it twice, you get the haftacha twice. I'm not sure how much it necessarily adds. Okay. Furthermore, Kasher, well, those are tzaddikim shemechus l'aretz einem chayim, and how could that be that these people are tzaddikim and they don't deserve to be revived? Some Rabbi Eloi, Ayyadei Gilgal. You're going to go through the process of Gilgal, which means not the Gilgal, which he referred to them. They're going to say after we're rolled to Eretz Yisrael and then be revived in Eretz Yisrael. Samasal Rabbi Abba. So I think his name was Rabbi Abba Salarabba. Gilgal Tzadikim Tsarhu, but there's an element of Tsar that you're adding over here. So more answers. Amar Baya, and this Mechilas Nasal and Bekarka. The person is going to make a path for them under the Karka to bring them to Eretz Yisrael. And they're not going to have to roll, they're going to be able to walk. So they're going to have their revivication, revivification in Chutz Loritz to allow them to travel under the land, and then in Eretz Yisrael they're going to come out. So the Mor, that Yaakov asked, told the Shvatim, or Yosef told that you should take me out of Mitzrayim and bring me back to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov. Amar Karna, the Mor Begav, there's something over here. There has to be something in this story because Yudeo HaYaakov Vino Shetzadi Gomer Hoya. So what was he worried about? Some more says Shemar lo yizke lemechilus. He's worried about that the process might not be so pleasant to do that if he'd be buried there. Okay. Kesu davrato. I remember says well Yashmir Yosef es bnei Yisrael. Amr Chanina, the Warren Begav, Yudeo Yosef Batsar Shasadi Gamar Hoya, the Mation of the Huslor is Chayim, Lomi Chich is Echov, Arbe Meyas Parsa, it's a long schlep, Keshem Allah Yiskil Mechilis. Let's just do Rashi quickly. Fourth line from the top. Yomer Shachen Chalisi Klemer Al Yisrayim Lermit Sarli. You shouldn't complain that you have difficulty. Kikulam Nasi Oven, because you're gaining that you're Nasi Oven, that the Bershim has been Rechel Yerveres. Atol Admas Tamei Atomus Mikrub and the Wus Am Omos. That he who has been there so many times should die over there. So they said, "Don't worry, I'll run a ball the cover of the Beretz Yisrael." They're bringing him. So he said, "Yeah, but it's much better to come there alive." So there's the presence of Torah. The person should not leave a place which has the presence of Torah. To live there, so that's also to do, even though it's not a far distance. L'ksherim ra'irsal kaltasin kidma farish morse ilim el yufsin shenoisim noshim eretz Yisrael. The ksherim and bubble are able to marry into the families in Eretz Yisrael. Can't be, but bubble me yuchas tvei darim marar perik besar yufsin. The kol rotsas harehein eitzel bubble ki isa compared to isa. Murevis, which is all mixed up, once you mix it up, you can't tell what's inside. Kakol mishpachas are considered a suffix compared to Eretz Yisrael, which is a suffix considered to bubble. Al yikamura shal bubble malicha na renaseim likaber Eretz Yisrael. Bubble, they can take their the ksherim to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. It does have a mile of being buried there because it's chus tara. Where is it going to? Okay. They call that place Karna the Shizapta. Okay. Lama Le'al al Eretz Yisrael. The Bina Shom will be given to the nation on Eretz Yisrael. Hoban Falam Ksiv, but Le'alam Eretz Yisrael. Everything's Eretz Yisrael according to Rabbi Ramamo, it's referring to the Falam. Rashi Sadiqim Shavuzah Enam Chayim and Tamiya, Ayari Gilgul. Misgagim Matzamas Ad Eretz Yisrael, Bechayin Shom. She said that's going to be painful. They do stand. They come out of the ground in Eretz Yisrael. The worm begat. There's something hidden over here. If you think about it, he didn't need to be revived. So what was it he was worried about? That he wouldn't get the process of Mechilas. Okay, it's all here. Thank you.